Hello, you guys. It is William and Sinan calling from Wubi Blogs, and we are here for the second day of second rehearsals at Eurovision 2021. We have just seen three amazing acts. They were...
Malta, Destiny Chukuniere, and San Marino, Zenit, and we have Uku Suviste from Estonia.
I have not had my morning coffee. Thank you for reeling those off so quickly. All right, are you ready to talk about it? Let's do this. All right, first up was Malta, Destiny Chukuniere. She has changed her outfit. This was the big talking point. Previously, she was wearing a pink number with a lot of fringe. Today, she's gone for silver. Silver is a bit of a trend this year. We saw it from Cyprus, Yelena Segrainu, Moldova, Natalia Gordienko, and others. Albina, Croatia. Silver is in. It looks great. So I liked the pink dress, but there was a lot of controversy around the pink dress. People thought it didn't look good.
I don't understand that. Why?
And this is a song about self-confidence and wearing what you want and doing your thing. So, like, respect someone's choice. But anyway, now that she's in the silver, I do think the silver provides a nice contrast with the pink background. Because there's this moment, and she also stands out more from her dancers. So actually, this is a good artistic choice. I'm not talking just about, like, visuals. I'm talking about how, like, it relates to each other. So she pops out from both her dancers and the pink screen behind her. And silver is just, you know, universally loved and adored in many ways. She's still wearing pink boots. So there is that kind of unity, but then she's also, like, standing out. So that was good. Thoughts on the clothing?
No, I don't like the silver at all. I mean...
Wait, what?
No, girl, I'm sorry, but with the pink one, it was unique for her and it fit her so well. And this was, you know, it was for her, made for her. And the silver one, I feel like it's, you know, somebody said, oh, you have to wear this. And not she, like, saying, oh, I can try this. I thought somebody said you should wear this for now. Maybe they are experimenting, but I would love to have the pink one back because it's really, I don't know, I find it very unique and beautiful on her. And I think she felt better with that dress on the stage on the first rehearsal. On the second rehearsals, I didn't like. I felt that she was uncomfortable with that dress.
I mean, it is early, y'all. She was the first to go. Who wants to wake up this early and sing? I'm feeling uncomfortable right now, too. It has nothing to do with singing. In any case, outfit aside, she sounded amazing.
I mean, Destiny.
Yeah. So, like, I actually wasn't even thinking about the costume or the staging during the show because I'm just like, my God, this woman can sing. It was so good. People need to stop writing this off. It was number two, now it's number one again. It's a good performance. This reminds me of 2018 with Netta when people were like, oh, she's been the favorite for so long. Oh, let's only love Eleni. And, like, I think... I don't know. This is a marathon. And so sometimes people, when they're running, you know, towards the final, forget. This is still a major contender. This is still the favorite to win. It's just really happy. And she has an appeal that cuts across borders because I can see so many of my friends from different countries absolutely loving the song and the staging.
It's very popular on the fan base and, you know, public love it. And I think juries will love it as well because these vocals...
Oh, my God. These vocals are everything. So, all in all, very good.
Did they change anything on the staging? No.
It was generally the same. I think I noticed more this time. It was the bridge is so powerful. If you don't know. I love how the lights go there. The black, the white. It's very impactful, very high energy.
Yeah. And, you know, Destiny fills the staging with her voice.
Creates a moment. It creates a real moment.
That dress, please. I would love to see her again with pink. I thought that was...
See, now, can I ask something? It's not that you dislike the silver. It's that you prefer the pink. Or do you actually dislike the silver?
Not that much, but I think it doesn't fit her, and I feel that she doesn't feel comfortable with it. I think pink ones was fits more for this...
Oh, you thought this was a little loose.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. You know, again, rehearsals, they tuck and tighten, whatever. Yeah. I thought it looked great. I just love silver. It's like my favorite color. I love silver. I love it in gold. And so, oh my gosh. Anyway, she slays. All right. We move on. Next up was San Marino, Zenit, Adrenalina. This was good.
Yes.
They've really improved the camera cuts here. But before we get to that, there was a funny moment. At the very beginning, her crown with all the religious iconography, there was a picture of Flo Rida. And then at one point, she literally said, Europe, are you ready for Flo Rida? They're clearly teasing that Flo Rida will eventually be here. That's what it seems like to me anyways. With all these, because if he wasn't coming, they would stop hyping it.
Why would you do that if he's not coming? But I like this guy as well who won X Factor Italy. He's cute and he has, you know, the energy that we needed to see from him. And, you know, that part when he came up and with Senit there together, I love that part. She's like, you know, like this, really, really feeling the song. And, yeah, it was amazing, the second rehearsal. I liked the first rehearsal as well. And they were not needed on any improvements, but they did with the camera angles.
And I think that was what needed the work. Because in the first rehearsal, I thought they cut out too much and you lost a sense of Senit. They're keeping it tighter. Luca Tomasini is actually here. We were talking to their head of press and he was saying, yes, Luca Tomasini is up there right now experimenting. So today was a lot about experimentation. Because with these camera cuts, it affects the pace. It affects people's ability to stay with you. And I think they're getting it just right. She's amazing when she kind of shouts out to the audience, Europe, are you ready? Do you love Senit? La, 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 all of that. She's like a hype girl. You have to be a hype beast for yourself. Because if you can't hype yourself, how in the hell are you going to hype somebody else?
And she keeps the energy we need to, you know, when we are watching this performance. So Senit is Senit, full of energy, full of positivity, full of creativity, full of art.
Full of wig. I love the scene. I noticed it more today. They have her projected, not just one big image of her with the pink wig, but many images of her with that pink wig all over the floor and the walls. It's absolutely stunning. You can't forget that.
No, you can't. It's so colorful. It's so popping.
Yeah.
And love it.
Pop, pop, pop. From that, we move on to Estonia. Uku Suvist. You know, this is more of the same. They really work with black and white lights, blue. There's a blue color palette. He's actually performing right now. It opens with him sitting on what appears to be the lunar surface or the ground, molten lava, and behind him is the moon. And it sort of pans, hey, shouting out to people in this gorgeous arena. He then falls into the water as if he's drowning. But our man, our man had a very late night. Messed hair. Oh, that shirt is open.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because he was with Deban Adoremi on Instagram, opening up for Eurovision.
Let me tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we were watching Uku Suvist chat with Deban on our Instagram open up. Yeah. And Suzanne had her phone in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was going, yes. And what did she say?
Oh, he's hot.
And so I tagged Uku in the Instagram story on William Lee Adams. And then Uku responded with a smile. And then in the car, Uku said hi to Suzanne.
Oh my gosh, are we getting Eurovision couple?
I'm ready. I think my sister's ready, and I think he's ready. But you know, I asked Suzanne, and she said she didn't have the confidence. She didn't think, you know, I don't know his...
Girl, Suzanne is one of the most gorgeous women, like...
It's true. People may not know this, but she was a Hooters model. Hooters is a restaurant in America where you serve chicken... Women serve chicken wings in hot pants, and it's like, it's a sports bar. And it's an international franchise, actually. And my sister was on a billboard in Singapore in her costume, and she was also in a billboard in Australia. She, for a long time, was one of the top Hooters girls in the world. This is 20 years ago. But she did it to put herself through school, much like in that Shaggy song about the rapper Hope. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I can't remember the... it's all right.
Yeah, in any case. Uku's performance is...
Pretty much the same as the first rehearsal, but I think it's even better now.
This is
with the vocals and, you know, the emotion that he wanted to give, and
visual feast, I would say.
Yeah, visual feast.
The color palette towards the end is red and black, and he is in the storm, and there's big lightning. The lightning bolts look bigger. They've been pumped up. Maybe they got some collagen in that LED pumping up that lightning. He's solid. His posture throughout is... He does this. It's a lot of kind of work the thighs, squat, you know, keep going. Yes, strong, centered, gonna slay. And it's just so much better than an Estee Lau, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's more massive, for an example, because the staging, you know. And I think he feels very, very comfortable now because, you know, the first rehearsals are always, you know, you look up on what we have here, the cameras, where should I look, and so on, so on.
Where do I open up?
Yeah, where do I open up? Hey, and yeah, it's good. Bravo. I mean,
bravo. Bravo from Bulgaria. All right. That's what we think. What do you think? Did you watch the second rehearsals? What excited you? What disappointed you? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel because we have a lot of videos coming up. We are here like until 9 p.m. So guys, wish us luck and energy and strength.
Yeah, and if any of y'all participating in the WeWe Jam haven't sent in your performance, I'm going to email you this afternoon. All right, we will see you later.
Bye.